small cabin was destroyed in a fire in Haines, and Skagway's middle school robotics team wins regionals and will advance to the state championships in Anchorage. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Corinne Smith. Those stories are up next. A cabin at 6.5 miles north of Haines was destroyed in a blaze Wednesday evening from what's suspected to have been a chimney fire. The single occupant and his animals escaped the blaze without injury. Haines Volunteer Fire Chief Al Gittings says firefighters got a call about a structure fire around 6:30 p.m. Wednesday.
And when we arrived, there was a small structure fully involved. It was approximately 250 feet from the side of the highway. So there was no driveway access. So we had to, the firefighters advanced 200 feet of a 2.5-inch attack line. And then from that, two 50-foot sections of 1¾-inch attack line. And they were able to extinguish the fire. But unfortunately, the structure was a total loss.
Gittings says it was a small, roughly 7-by-10-foot cabin and the temporary residence of one occupant who escaped with his three dogs.
So he made it to safety up on the roadside. He was met there with our ambulance crew, the police department, and citizens that had stopped for help, and that he did not need medical assistance.
Gittings said the man reported the cause of the fire to be related to the wood stove.
And it appears as if the fire may have originated from a cast iron kind of potbelly stove. And with the cold, he'd been really stoking it with quite a bit of wood. And I think just the age of the house and maybe a imperfect installation, it spread into the roof structure members of the house, and then he ran from there.
Gittings says the Salvation Army arranged for temporary housing for the unnamed man. He says the owner of the cabin was contacted and estimates the damage to be about $1,000. Gittings says his department has responded to approximately 6 chimney fires so far this winter. He urges the public to make sure to keep chimneys clean.
If there's any creosote that builds up in the upper areas of the smokestack, that can ignite. And those fires, kind of petroleum-based, oil-based, they can get pretty hot. They can burn 800, 900, 1,000, 1,200 degrees where it can actually melt through the chimney stack. So I would just say, you know, monitor your fires, be very careful, especially if you're burning green wood, unseasoned wood.
Gittings says 14 members of the Haines Volunteer Fire Department and EMS teams responded, including one engine and one 4,000-gallon fire tanker. He said if there is any suspicion of a chimney fire, do not hesitate to call 911. Skagway's middle school robotics team will be heading to the state championships next month after taking first in their regional tournament. The competitions aren't only about robots. The team also developed a unique solution for cargo damage that they're looking to patent. KHNS's Mike Swayze reports.
LEGO robotics competitions include multiple categories like an innovation project, robot design using only LEGO-made materials, robot games, and core values like inclusion and teamwork. Skagway's middle school team is coached by Mary McCaffrey Thole and Mark Walker. Thole says the team of 6th and 7th graders, named the Cargo Crocs, cleaned up at the regional tournament.
So they won 2 awards. Sure. They did get the highest points of the whole competition when it had to do with the robot, but the champion award means they won in core values and robot design and their project. So they won like all categories.
One of the competition's categories, the innovation project, has led to a cargo damage solution that could have global applications. They've also identified a way to reduce drag on cargo ships, making them more fuel efficient. This week, the team put their idea in writing and had it notarized. Fole says that's the team's first step toward registering an invention with the U.S. Patent Office.
You have intellectual ideas, you have to protect them. And because it happens, teams get paid lots of money sometimes.
The problem the team identified is something most residents of coastal Alaska have had to deal with at one point or another, packages getting damaged by water during transport. During the innovation segment of their competitions, the Cargo Crocs present their findings.
found people waterproof packages with plastic bags, resin, clear acrylic paint, shellac wax, and cellophane.
None of these waterproofing methods were eco-friendly or biodegradable, so the carbon materials could not be broken down.
During their research, they found a company that makes a biodegradable waterproofing spray that's used on clothing. They think a similar spray can be used on cardboard shipping boxes to eliminate water damage during transport. They're also hoping their spray can be used to increase the fuel efficiency of cargo ships.
This hydrophobic Carrocrock spray that's used on the bottoms of these barges is very effective at repelling ocean water and increasing fuel efficiency.
Yeah, I can't believe how nice the application is. All we do is the boat comes in, we spray it, and the boat goes out.
How long does it take to spray the ship?
About 30 minutes per barge, and since the hydrophobic spray has an electrostatic application, it covers and cures quickly.
The hydrophobic Carrocrock spray also has no chemicals that come off when the boat goes into the water.
The team has also built and programmed a robot. Thole says nothing can go into the robot that wasn't made by Lego.
And then there's a requirement that the robot can only be a cubic foot. And then every team across the world has the same board. So there's a mat that we Velcro down. And so there's directions how to build that black rimmed board. So every team around the world that does this has one of those.
The board sits on a table filled with obstacles. The team programs the robot to move around those obstacles, picking up and moving objects along the way. The robots move strictly based on programming done ahead of time by team members. There is no remote control. The team participated in the regional tournament this year online because of travel difficulties, but they do plan on attending the state tournament in Anchorage next month in person. They're also continuing to seek experts in chemistry and manufacturing to further their goal of bringing an eco-friendly waterproofing spray into the mainstream of the cargo shipping industry. Skagway School has a long history of success in robotics. There's one banner hanging on the library wall showing state and national championship teams from years past. And there's another banner being made. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.
For KHNS, I'm Corinne Smith. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read news stories on our website at khns.org. You can also subscribe to KHNS News on Spotify or anywhere you get your podcasts.